This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 22nd, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll resume our open meeting for Thursday, June 22nd, 2017, and we'll discuss at this time and consider Draft Advisory Opinion 2017-01, Draft Advisory Opinion 2017-03, and I think we need a motion for additional documents to consider. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so the Commission may consider Draft Advisory Opinion 2017-1, Agenda Document Number 17-22-B, Draft B, and Draft Advisory Opinion 2017-3, Agenda Document Number 17-23-B.
Thank you very much. Any comment, questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you. We're prepared to discuss the matter, and if Mr. Mason would like to come to the table, please join us, and Ms. Walensky. Welcome again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I have with me Dr. Charles McWilliams, who is the president of the AACU, and he has traveled all the way from Oklahoma City to be with us, and I think I'm going to let him go first.
Great. Thanks. Please do that.
Great. Thank you for letting me come into your world. I'm a surgeon, not a lawyer, so if I trip up, feel free to correct me. But I'm a volunteer with the AACU. I've been a member of the AUA for 30-plus years and joined up with the AACU for advocacy about 20 years ago. We've always worked together, the AACU and the AUA. We have enjoyed a great time together over these many years. We assumed the advocacy at the beginning, and then the AUA changed their status, and they began to advocate with us about 20 years ago, and things have changed. So as things have changed, we have become sort of like the little brother of the advocacy layout for urologists. And the State Society Network is a good example, as the recent president of the AUA told me. He said, you all take care of the State Society work. We take care of the federal. We work together. I see it as a team. We've been a team all these years, and we continue to work together. We share leadership on our boards by rotating through. As you know, most of our members are AUA members. We don't have any foreign members in our association. The AUA is a very much an international organization. So as we work together, we strive. We are very much aligned with legislative issues, with policy issues. We have a lot of overlap in our issues. We're not as big, and therefore we don't have as many balls in the air as the AUA does. But we have been working together, and we continue to work together. We sign on the letters together as they request and invite us to sign on. We sign on to a half dozen letters for policy and advocacy this year. Now, things do change, and as it has changed, I think there's been some administrative issues over the recent years where it's been a little difficult or problematic for the two groups to work together. And as this has evolved, we in the AACU have not always done a superb job. We've had people in leadership who've not always worked real well together with other people in the sandbox. And as administrative issues have developed, we see this disaffiliation issue as more of an administrative issue and not really anything different from our 2002 affiliation. And I would hate to see the administrative issues cause us to disaffiliate when we're really one. As the phrase goes, you are we and we are you. And that's been a phrase that we've held right up until most recently. And should the commission allow us to continue to work together under the agreement as outlined in 2002, I'm very optimistic that the AACU and the AUA will have a new day together. My impression is that the coming leadership is very open to our working together and helping us all pull the rope in the same direction. Many workers make labor light, and these are tough times. And the urologists in the field, as evidenced by the section support, by the financial support of the sections, the urologists in the field wants everybody to work together. And so I thank you for letting me come here today, and I wanted to speak out as just one of the many volunteers that we see the AUA as our partner, and we look forward to working together with them in the future as we have for almost 50 years.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mason?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make one